ליאן סמן רייס צדיק טס ליאן דסייף סיף קוטן מם ולמישנה ברורה אלוהבי יין. This is the end of Sifkot Mem. It's around five lines from the end. Olahavi Yayin V'yontev Sheini Acher Shechoshcho. To bring wine. To prepare wine. V'yontev Sheini Acher Shechoshcho. That means I'm preparing wine. Let's say I have the, let's be Megashim, the Indian, I have wine in the cellar. The one that bring it up, and it's for Yom Tov Sheini. Acher Shechoshcho, it's of course to mean it's night already. Av Shalai Hisralal Adayin, he did not have in Meirev yet. V'gam loy kidei, he did not make kiddush. Afilo hochi shori, even though nothing, there was no heker shown that it has already become Yom Tov Sheini. He didn't have a meirev, he didn't make kiddush. Afilo hochi shori, dain bezem mishum melochev. There is no melacha. He's not doing a melacha to bring up from the cellar to the dining room. Rak mishum hachone. This is only hachone preparation. V'yontav l'chaveroi. I'm preparing. V'kivin sh'niskadish hayoim. So since it was niskadish hayoim, sorry. Now we have to know this Mishnah Berurah is a pachad noiram. Now let us just understand what the Mishnah Berurah said. The Mishnah Berurah said as follows: he has a problem. It's night already. They didn't have a meirev. They didn't make kiddush. But he said that one is permitted to make hachone, to make a preparation now for Yom Tov Sheini, since it is not a melacha, so it's permissible. But let's go a little further. But what will be to do a melacha? So then we have guidelines on the Mishnah Berurah. Well, to do a melacha, then you have to either daven meirev or make kiddush. Iskan shayel aben, one comes home from shul, and the wives already are cooking or are cleaning the dishes, whatever they're doing 20 melachas already. They put up the food at the cook in doors and Shem Shemayim. Did they daven meirev? No. Did they make kiddush? No. There's no havdalah Yom Tov Sheini. And the Mishnah Berurah said, so the only, it would seem from this Mishnah Berurah, the only heter to do a melacha, he went backwards. Achon is mutter, even though he didn't daven meirev. See? It is not a melacha. But if it would be a melacha, then you have a big, then I was not a melacha. So there's a sefer, Yom Tov Sheini Kilchosai. So yes, Rav Shlomo Zalman. What is pshat in this? Baruch Hashem, Rav Shlomo Zalman was still alive. What is pshat? So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, I'm ready to get it. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, facts of life. He said he never saw in Eretz Yisrael Yom Tov Sheini of Rosh Hashanah, that you come home from shul and the Rebbetzin is waiting for you. Nothing is done, and the Rebbetzin is waiting for you to make kiddush. You never saw such a thing. and you come home for shul, 20 malachis already done. That's an Eretz Yisrael. And he assumes in Chutz L'Oretz for every Yom Tov Sheni it's the same thing. Fine. But what do you do with the Mishnah Berurah? So Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to say as follows. The Mishnah Berurah, let's again say the words of the Mishnah Berurah, and perhaps we'll see them in a different light. Allah v'yayim b'yom tov sheni achas shechoshchom means after the shkiyah. The shkiyah doesn't mean mamish teisa kechoven, it means the shkiyah. The kivin shenishkadish hayoyim, nishkadish hayoyim means because they nashmosh is not allowed to do malacha. So he says the Mishnah Berurah was meikel achone after the shkiyah, even though you're making achone miyon teiv lechaveri bein hashmoshes is sofik yoyim, could be it's still yon teiv lechaveri. For yon teiv lechaveri, it is mutter bein hashmoshes, achone. But a malacha, you wait till night. But the minute it becomes night, there's nothing to do. There's no Abdullah. If I want to be Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, there's no Abdullah, there's nothing to do. And you can start doing malacha. That's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says. Then he brings down from Rabbi Leo, from Rafalk, the Mazda Leo, he wanted to say, not like that. We had learned yesterday at Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that a malacha that is not time consuming, a person, as soon as it becomes night, he's allowed to do. A malacha that's time consuming, you're not allowed to do. And the Mishnah Berurah asked him, such a malacha. So yesterday, by the end of the shiur, we mentioned that the Brisker Rav says that Rabbeinu Yeruchim held that the Israel to do malacha before Abdullah is not because it is still Shabbos. And Kozman, I don't make Abdullah, there's still Kedusha Shabbos lingering. And therefore, I am not permitted to do a malacha, and Abdullah makes it a Shabbos. No, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim held, as soon as it becomes a Shabbos, it's a Shabbos. It's not Shabbos anymore. So why are you not permitted to do a malacha? So he said, Rabbeinu Yeruchim held, just like before Shachris in the morning, a person should not be oisik b'chafetzov. It's time to daven shachis. Don't do 20 things. First daven shachis. Don't do your chafetzim. So that's with the lashon of the Gemara is also, he should not do his chafetzim at sheyavdu. Not, he shouldn't do malach. He shouldn't do his chafetzim. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim learned, of the covet of Abdullah, you're not allowed to get involved in a time-consuming pulev till you make Abdullah. If it's not time-consuming, you're allowed to make a life. So he held it, the din Abdullah is not because it is still Shabbos. Now the din Abdullah is because Chazal did not want a person to get involved in malacha till he makes Abdullah. But if the malacha is a small cooler to make a light to do this, then one is permitted to do this. This is the source of the Ben Yerushalayim. So Mazel Yoy wants to say Muradika Kiddush. So he says, so this Israel, a tank, is only because of the covenant of Abdullah. Chazal wanted, don't get involved in other things till you make Abdullah. Just like the Zayin, once you get involved till he daven shachin. So it's the covers of Shachis, you're not allowed to get involved with anything. On the covers of Abdullah, you're not allowed to get involved. So he says, Yontem Sheni, there's no Abdullah. So according to the Ben Yeruchim, it's Mutter. That's why our notion, the notion who do everything, when the husband comes home, everything is done already. The same as the Ben Yeruchim. But Enoch and Nami, according to the other sheetahs, it's like a problem. According to the other sheetahs, that Kolzman, you don't make Avdolah, or there's no hacker that became Chayil, it still has Kedushas Shabbos, so here it has Kedushas Yom Tov, there's a Saka problem. So he wants to say, this Shaila, that what the Mishnah Berurah says, that so they can't do Malachit, the Mishnah Berurah Taka L'Shitasa is right, you Taka can't do Malachit. And the Minik Oilam is the Seinach on the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and according to the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the whole Easter is of the covenant of Abdullah, one should not get involved with something else. So that's when there's the Chiyuv Abdullah. Yom Tov Sheni is not Chiyuv Abdullah. He can do whatever you want.
As long as it's Lila already.
Well, yes, I'm a Shlaila. So, Rabbi Zalman says a different shot in the Mishnah Berurah. When he says, they are saying, Mechan the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But it'll come out if you have a Yidin that doesn't want to be saying, Mechan the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. According to the Marz Elio, when the husband comes on, he has to roll up his sleeves and if he wants Yom Tov Sheni to start, he has to, but he can't roll up, he'd have a measure already, he can roll up his sleeves. She'll sit down and say, fill him, and he'll roll up his sleeves. He'd have a measure. Or he'll encourage his wife to have a measure. That's how it comes up. It's a mirdike aloch over him.
Mendel say,
because there's no Abdullah by Yom Tov Sheni, that's the problem. Yom Tov to Yom Tov, there's no Abdullah whatsoever.
But why wouldn't they?
So I'll tell you, I told my wife also to say this till I saw this, because the Nitei Gavriel says that. The Nitei Gavriel says the women should say, Mavdu ben Kodesh le Kodesh. He doesn't bring, and Hilchus Rosh Hashanah says this, and he doesn't bring any Makar to this. Which is Amuridik Echidish, because we don't find Abdullah by Yom Tov Sheni. He was Mechadish Abdullah. But I saw this in Nitei Gavriel, I didn't know. So I told my wife to say it also. And I was speaking to Abbe Breslau tonight, he also said there's some women that say Mavdom in Kodesh Lekodesh. But I don't know any material that no one said to say it. No one brings down here in this siman, no one brings down to say it.
When is there, but it's based on the Nitei Gavriel.
The Nitei Gavriel says that they should say this. But it's a murder to Kechidish to say, Abdullah ben Kodesh, Chazal went down the sack in Abdullah, when Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. It's a Zuzul in Yom Tov Sheni. Just making the Yomer. Either yesterday was Yom, today is Yom, but there's no Abdullah to Yom Tov Sheni. No, just making the Yomer. It's either yesterday was Yom Tov, or yesterday it was Chol, and today is Yom Tov. Not the same Yom Tov. There's no such concept. There's only one day Yom Tov. Well, okay, that's a Chumra Yom Tov. Okay. Well, I'll come on like this. When it comes to an Erev Tavshilin, we make a Hezma with this. If a person did not make an Erev Tavshilin, he reminds himself of the first day Yom Tov, so he makes an Erev Tavshilin the first day Yom Tov. But that's not. Today is Chol, so it should be. Today is not Chol, so we don't need an Erev Tavshilin. But it's a snake in the eye, man. So they never made Abdullah, it's a Mervik Echidish. And he says over there, I saw this in Nitei Gavri on Luchas Rosh Hashanah, but he does not bring a Makar to say this. Al Koponim, we have a Merdik of Sakhma Rav Shlomo Zalman that the Mishnah Berurah is only speaking about Beinah Smoshes. Okay, now let's go back to the Ramah. We didn't finish the Ramah. V'yeish oimrim lidlois mayim b'chol meitzoy Shabbos. This we can't do unless one has a spring or well in the back of his house. Lidlois mayim b'chol meitzoy Shabbos, that one should be doyle mayim from a spring or a well. Ki be'eiro shel miryom soivev kol meitzoy Shabbos. Kol ha-beiris. It goes through all the beiris, all the springs. That means it doesn't. The beiris shel miryom gets mixed up with the other water. It goes into all the beiris. If a person has the schus to be doyle from that mayim. I mean, it's in all the beiris, but you have to make sure that you were doyle that mayim. It doesn't make the other mayim beiris. There's beiris and mayim and all the beiris. V'yishter mimeno yishrapre mikol tachalu. Have you heard this? El chaylem that a person has will be nishrapre if you drink mi beiris shel miryam. So there's a minig to go and shep water. Who knows? Maybe I'll. It's in all the beiris, so maybe I'll be able to get some mayim from the beiris shamir. The loyle is still a minig there, but the Ramah says I never saw anyone do this. But he brings this down from Yeshayimre.
That means
that we learned this then, and the halacha we paskin, if Reuven is in the middle of Malav and Malka, in the middle of Shalashudis, and Shimon made Abdullah, so halacha allowed to tell, Reuven is allowed to tell Shimon to do a malacha, since Shimon is mutter. Shimon is allowed to do a malacha, even though the mitzvah is by him is still Shabbos. You're allowed to tell a yidus allowed to do malacha to do a malacha. Simin shin she yisada shulchanai b'meitzoy Shabbos. Loilam yisada adam shulchanai b'meitzoy Shabbos kedei lelavay sesa Shabbos. The Sudis Malava Malke is we are escorting the Shabbos. Afilu Einai Tzorich Elo Lekizayis. Afilu, he will not have a large Sudah. He's only going to eat a Kizayis. But Yisada Odom Shulchanai, but he should set the table. The table should be set for whatever he's going to eat. So the Mephoshim say, if the tablecloth is still on the table from after Abdali didn't take it off, so it's the Sunda, unless he should set the table with silverware and glass and a plate, the table should be set for Malav HaMalkin. And if he took off the tablecloth, he should put on now the tablecloth again. L'kabel sudas malav malkem yisader adam shulchanai haynum lifrais mapa to spread out a tablecloth al shulchanai derech kavei. This is a kavei for the sudim v'chein shol devorim hanugim etzle barichas shulchan. Whenever he sets a table, all the things he puts on the table, silverware and napkins and dust, he should put this on. Avol einai mechuyev levashel tamshil. So here, he's really making an elaborate shulchan. He's only going to eat a kizayit. So l'chayre, he's going more overboard than Lamaise he's going to eat. But the Shulchan should be set. Avoleini Mukhuyev Labashil Tavshilin, the Lachin Yasimi Mashatok Lecho. When it comes to the preparation of the food, it is no necessity to cook a lot of food and prepare more than he intends to eat. Omashma big mogi the yikva sugazu ala pas lechatrila. Lechatrila he should wash. Kamei bishar sudais shal shabbos. Vigam mashma de toiv lechatrila lahada oisa bebosar oi bishar tavshilin em yeshloi. If he has, he should cook meat or other tavshilin. If he has, Gradishari Shuve brings down Amazik Broche Beshei Marsho, the Toiv Lasseis, Dover Mechudish Lemaitsoi Shabbos. One should make a new course, a new meal, the boy Sude Bam Peinavshe Veloi Mishirayim. So lechatchila one should cook something new for this meal. V'meiloi, but what if he doesn't have something new to cook? Hoyshe choyshe shalachila gasim, or perhaps he has food, but he doesn't have a stomach to hold the food. The murder ketait from the going is a prosik in Mishlei. The prosik says, Tadik oichel esay v'namshay u'beten reshoim techtar. So the going says, Tad, a tzaddik eats to esay v'namshay, whatever he should do for his nefesh, not to fill his stomach. The Rosh is missing a stomach. That means he loves to eat and eat and eat. But he only has one stomach. If he'd have two stomachs, he'd be able to indulge much more. That's a beten rishoy. The Rosh is missing another beten. But Al Kaponim say here also, we're talking about Tavikim, who'd love to eat a lavish Malava Malke, but they're missing a beten. Eishachoshish lachila gase, kigoin bekayit shema'achim bizmaneinu lechel asude shlishi somach lerev. That means other people eat shalashudis around 6-7 o'clock. So by Malava Malke, you could have ready an appetite, but other people eat shalashudis samuch lalayla, so they don't have an appetite. Yishikaymeno b'mizaynis oy al koponim b'peyis. Kidei lalavais. Now what is the inyan? The cheshem shetzorich lechabed ha-shabos b'chni soso. Just like you have to be mechabed the Shabbos b'chnei soso when the Shabbos enters, kein tzorich lechabdo b'tzioso. This is a kvod Shabbos, the Shabbos is leaving. Kishem sha'odom melave es ha-melech b'tzisoi min ha'il. That means melech malchi amlochim was by him the whole Shabbos. He's leaving now. So this is a livui. This is how we are escorting the Melech. B'tzeisoy min ha'il, and that is the Sudas Melava Malka. Yeah, Omi Tamzanir. So if this is, we're escorting the Melech, Shetayv lahakdimo, that is preferable to make sure that the Melava Malka is right after Havdolim. Kedei shetiyas muchali tiyas ha-shabbat. That means, goes on this in Shagatzin, he says, because Shat is after Abdullah, I go and get involved in all my divrei chayil. So I finished with the melech already. I'm involved with divrei chayil. The melech went by. And 5 hours later, he eats, I'm allowed with the melech. So he says, you mashiach das from the Shabbos already. By you, it's a Shabbos, you're completely involved in divrei chayil. And now I'll come and be allowed with the melech. So he says, therefore, and the... the Tila that David brings from the Yaivis, that also one should be Magdim the Malava Malke to Abdullah, if it's possible. And then he brings from the Yisayv Yisheiris Avoide, Lechatchile, the Malava Malke should be eaten at least in the 4 hour period after Laila. But the Yaivis till Chatzos, that will see the Mishnah Berurah says. Remain a toav a dying lechol. He doesn't have an appetite. Me anochin al kaponim shlo yasek b'meleches meloche b'keva ad sheyikayim sudazu. That means he should not be koiveya himself a meloche to show he was not messiah das from the Shabbos. He's still Shabbos thing. But because like this, there's a Pesach, like he was in Gansen, Messiah Das from the Shabbos, and then later, he comes to be Malav the Melech. Va'ayim b'shar yishuv damash medeni kedai v'chol gavne la'acha yoysem echatzois. But after, he shouldn't be machad after chatzois, and shar yishuv says, a person should not be, if other people have a minig, they say vidui by Krishma Alamita, but one should not say vidui till after Chatzos. Kol's mouth, kol till Chatzos is still Kedusha Shabbos. Agavulche, we heard before that if a person had a tiny scholem, he's allowed to be misvada in Shabbos. So there in Dirshu, he brings down the hat over there, because a tiny scholem, he got a very serious message. And it's a bechina of pikuach nefoshes. That's why he failed. It was some emailer, so then by pikuach nefoshes, he could be misvada also. But like this, someone should not be misvada to left the chatzais. Yeah. There's an Eva, others say it's an Etzem, a bone, others say the name is Luz. This Eva, or this Etzem, remains in the cave. Till Tchiya Samechem. Vafilu Acher Shen Nirkevu Boi Kola Tzomeis. Even after all the bones disintegrate, this bone exists. There's no concept of disintegration and destruction by this bone. The Elior Rabbe says you can try and burn it and grind it and chop it. It's invincible. This bone is invincible. We'll see why in a minute. V'zera eva ein einene mishum achila ki in misudus melave malkim. The only nourishment that this bone gets is from Sudas Malava Malke. So it's a Moira de Kizar. Odom Orishin ate from the Eitz Hadas Erev Shabbos. No, so by eating of the Eitz Hadas, it was Nigzar and him Misa. That was the Zayn of Misa, Chiloyim. But there was one Etzem that didn't derive any benefit from the Eitz Hadas. That was Niskoi. It only derives benefit from food like Toy Shabbos. So Memele, the Gzeira of Mishin Kiloyan, never applied to this bone. So this bone is invincible. So that is why that's why the Tchiyas HaMeisim will come from this bone. That means because this bone was never nene from the chet of the Chilas Eish Hadas, and the sole nutrition this bone gets is from Sudas Melava Malkim. Buddha, the Mikol Mokim Sudas Ueinei Choy Ve'olav K'maya Sholei Sudas Shol Shabbos. It's not as humble as Shalashud Shamas Mahu Akro, Rizelak Mitzvah Ba'omer, Venav Kimino, Eich in the Evshul in the Kain Kulam. He only has enough food for the Shalashudis that I hear Badin Kedimel. Rulava says Hamalke, as a Shabbos, Mitamze Yeshnoigim. Lahabois neiris b'moitoi Shabbos yoisim imei achoyul v'noigim gamkein loimar b'yutim v'zmirois achar habdolem. Kederach HaChaim says the one should be malavad the Melech v'simcha, and that's why the zmirah should be said. And then the Derech HaChaim says, we hear this before the Mishnah Berurah, but the Derech HaChaim says, Yizoyer Odom Ma'oim, that Ma'itzoi Shabbos, they should say, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Sharayoyre, the Tula that it says in the Sidurim, the Makoyre, the Yerushalmi, and it's very choshev to say, Yizoyer Odom Ma'oim, he should say this. Now, the Shari Tshuva brings down Ashloa Kodesh, and the Birurei Halacha brings down Amaisa Rav, that both speak about the same thing. There is a Cheshbon. If a person starts fasting Midboid Yoim, and he fasts the next day, so there's a cheshbon that the fasting mebo'id yom is a chshivis. Neither there's a cheshbon that is considered tutanesim or more than tutanesim. There's a cheshbon if you start fasting your mafsik achila mebo'id yom. It's choshev kilu you fasted more than one day. Count this day, the next day. Well, Kamponim, there's a din of mavsik meboid yoim. So the Shari Tshuva brings down from the Shloa Kodesh, so if a person was mavsik meboid yoim, so he can't eat melava malke. So Kamponim, what should he do? Yatriach lohochin sudasula acherem, gam yilmei dinim amamorim asheyochin lesudasu, he should learn the halachas, so be ki'ilu yeid malava malkil. That's what the Shari Tshuva brings down from the Shlom. The Birurei Halacha brings down from Maaser Rav that the Rebbe of the Goyim wanted to be mafsik miboid yoim Shabbos. So after Shalashudis, she was mafsik. And after Abdullah, she went to bed. Right. So the Goyim found out that Amod Namaita. So he sent a shliach to find out what's happening. So she said she made a hamsik. She wants to fast on 3 days. I don't know. She started with boy doing. So he told her, Kamo Hefsekis are not choshev like one to this Malava Malka. That's what he told her. And she got up and she ate Malava Malka upon him. That's the story that they bring down from the Goyim. I know he was made for the Nedam. She's not at least about Klo. So Al Kaponim, I'm very unclear in this. We have learned before, and then I said I don't understand this too well. We hear in the Ramah Seif Shtid Vav that you're being lesane 3 days, so you should make Abdullah miboyd yoim, dava mayre, we make Abdullah, but the Kabbal acha kacha tainis olo. So we learned there the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha would seem in Mekabel Chaynis Miboid Yoim. And we mentioned then the place of a Shabbos. I said, not allowed to fast Shabbos. And he says, Chloe, you have to wait till Lila. So I don't know what he did in the Kabul. But now we see somehow there is such an Indian. I know Shad the Kabulola. There's an Indian of a Hefsik. If it's worthwhile, if it's not worthwhile, it's another Shaila. But on Kabodim, there is the Shad should be down from the Shaw. Oishan Shemam Sikim Baboy Yoin. So it could be that Shad in the Kabulola. That they wanted, even though the Tanis was for 3 days, maybe they wanted to be Moisev on to be Mekabel Maboy Yoim, but then it gets, the Tanis gets much more Choshev. Simen Shin Aleph, Neize Keli Muta Lotish B'Shabbos Neize B'Masu Maboy Nun Aleph Sivin. Ein Lohut Elohim Keinu L'Dvar Mitzvah, Kigoyim lebeis haknes v'zay kiyotze boi. Ein lorotz b'shabes ukta mishnabur shenema v'chibadutoi mei asois d'rochechom. The kvoy Shabbos should be that the way you walk in Shabbos should not be the way you walk during the week. The dosh shelo yei luchach b'shabes ki luchach b'chayu. Shederech ha'odom lemayer yoris v'lorot achar iskoi. But Shabbos, he should not run. V'av v'chol ein lipsoya psiya gasa, you shouldn't take large steps. T'nei tell us echad mechomish meyes mimareinov. El v'shabbos ikanami yisura mishum mei asois drochecho. So now we are learning in Shabbos, one should not run, and one should not make large steps. And this he brings down a very interesting machlokes. The Shevet HaLevi, and he brings Mincha Shabbos also, say that the whole Isser is, that means normally a person during the week, he's running to make a bus, he's running to have an appointment. A person is on the go during the week. So Shabbos, he shouldn't run. He could run. So the Shevet HaLevi says, so you see someone running, so even though Yenna doesn't know why I'm running for, if it's a bar mitzvah, you're allowed to run. Fine, that's that. But what is, if I'm running, there's a thunderstorm coming, and if I don't run, my clean suit and my hat, I can throw away already. The suit, I have to clean it over again. So I want to run, but it shouldn't get ruined. Are you allowed to do this? So the Shevet HaLevi, so he says, this doesn't, I won't see so I'm doing it. So this is permissible. That's what the Shevet HaLevi says, and that's what the Mincha Shabbos says, but being that Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked that's what Abba Dov is another thing. So in Dibuch or Shelcher, that's something else. We'll come to Dibuch. Now we're going from the feet up.
I wasn't on air, by the way.
No problem.